Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. The wonderful world of wine.
It's been very heavy morning so far. The whiff's been emotional, a lot of heavy footy topics. So just to pause and take a break and just talk some wine with George Samios. I think it's coming a good time today, Georgie. It's a bit of tension in the air.
Yeah, nothing like a bottle of wine to cut things open.
Why, at half past seven, yeah, yes. 100%.
That's it.
We're allowed to fire up every now and then.
Hey, and you'll continue to do it all day. And on SEN, we'll be talking Richmond and Melbourne for the whole day. Wait till midday madness starts. The pipe will be back.
I just ripped open my rib cage. I'm back to half a bar now. That's all I've got left. I've got about half an hour left in me, and then I'm going to be run dry.
Righto. Okay. Just make it with that what you will, George.
That's it.
What are we testing here, by the way? You've got glasses out. You've got wine open. It's 20 to 8.
Well, I think Wisp was talking about Alec Eppes' wines the last couple of weeks. So the Wisps bought in the Eppes Williams Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2014. Tell us the background to this.
This is the old Flynn and Williams Vineyard up there in Kyneton. So they were producing wine for many, many years. He bought the vineyard and then it was Eppes and Williams and then it was just Eppes. But this is a 2014 Cabernet with, I think it's 80% Cabernet, 20% Merlot. Is that right?
Good nose.
You've got a much better palate than both Gary and I. Than I. What do you think of this wine?
It's amazing. So it's 10 years old. It's under cork. It's a Cabernet. First thing you see, it's got magnificent colour still for a 10-year-old wine. That's the number one thing, tick. Secondly, it's got beautiful palate weight. It's got lots of generosity of fruit. It's got what we call secondary flavours, where it's starting to get a little bit leathery and savoury, but it's still got that primary red fruit character. This wine looks superb. Like, I'm not shocked because I know the area. It does produce great Cabernet, but it is 10 years on. It's a wonderful wine.
But a Cabernet can be cellared for 30, 40 years, can it not?
Cabernet is the king of cellaring. Most of your wine in your cellar should be Cabernet or it should be Shiraz with Cabernet in it and some decent Shiraz. But Cabernet is always going to last longer.
It's 10 years old, that
10 years
wine.
Old.
Will it taste different again in another 10 years?
Yeah, I reckon it'll be gone by then.
What do you mean gone? No good.
Yeah, wine's got three lives. Youth, drinking window and falls apart. I reckon this is banging its drinking window.
Well, to that point, he did open a 2004 last week as well, and that was drinking beautifully too. Magnificent.
By the sounds of it, you drank a lot of it beautifully.
I'd like to try more.
Only a small amount.
I think we should go up there and have a look at all of these.
You're keen to go up there now that you've tasted this.
Why don't we get some listeners to come up one day for us, and why don't we have a day up there and try some of these wines? You reckon Alec could be up for that?
Oh, he would be up for that. Yeah, no,
would you be up for it?
Tim wouldn't.
No. I reckon we should do a little field trip.
Yeah, we can. We can organise that. It will take a bit of organising, but it would be magnificent. Would you be involved, Garrity?
I've never been invited before. Geordie Lewis was up there having hamburgers and drinking, quaffing bottles of wine. George, what's your tip? All the messages are coming through for George. So we're just having a little break from footy for a minute.
Yeah,
so
fire your questions off to us.
What's your tip when looking at a wine list? and you have a few options of the same varietal, and they are international and Australian. Is it safer to go the Australian considering you can't always try the wine first? That's from Clinton.
Yeah, if you don't know the producer from overseas, it's a little bit buyer beware, unless you really know the venue and you can ask them and they know what the sort of style of wine you like. I do like supporting local where possible. Mm. Buying wine off a winemaker can be challenging for some people, and so I think the key is to ask the people if they know. If they don't, then try to find a winery you've heard of.
Is a BYO restaurant still the greatest value in the world?
Yeah.
Are they still out there?
It's like a unicorn.
Yeah, they're like a uniform. If you find one, you keep it quiet because you'll never get a table. But there are some of the better restaurants like Francois in Toorak. I know, I think it's Tuesdays is BYO day. So some of the better restaurants do have days where you can bring your own wine. Yeah.
And that's just a corkage?
There's a corkage and, you know, again, depends on the venue. You could pay anywhere from $20 a bottle to $100 a bottle. But I think $30 is about the right mark because they are providing you service.
They're giving you. You pay $30 to bring your wine in.
Yeah.
For one bottle.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Hang on. I've got this. I don't go to BYO.
There's a big markup on wine.
Yeah. Wait, no. And that's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking if you find a BYO, so I've got my Salter and Barossa number one here and I take that. You telling me that they're going to charge me $30 to drink it?
Yeah, because they're
providing... For one bottle.
Yeah, because they're providing you the service.
Well, it's only BYO.
But you're bringing in hopefully a special bottle of wine or something that you want to really try. I think $30 is reasonable because they're giving you the glassware, the service, and to be honest, they're making less money out of
you. No, I understand that. Yeah. I didn't realise it was that expensive. So if I bought three bottles, would that be $30 a bottle?
Well, technically, yes, but if you're going to a venue that really knows you or you're doing well and eating food, they'll look after you.
I didn't understand that. I thought there was a corkage, but I didn't realise it would be that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, George obviously is a wine man, but he has run a restaurant for many, many years too, so he's a food man as well. This question for you is, what's your favourite cut for pulled beef, George? This particular person loves the sound of a ribeye or a tomahawk, but is there something else that's sort of maybe a bit more reasonable?
From a budget point of view.
From a budget perspective.
For pork?
No,
well, for pork,
pulled beef.
For beef, you know, cooking on a barbie or something like
that. I just get the brisket.
Yeah. The brisket is a cheaper cut, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very cheap cut. So the cheaper the cut, the longer you've got to cook it.
Yeah.
That's the downside. So whether it's chuck beef and you're making a casserole or it's brisket, as we did at Gather Round, brisket's the way to go if you want something really cheap. But you're talking 14-hour minimum investment to cook it. But wow, it's worth it when you get it.
What about the shoulder?
Your shoulder, same.
Shoulder's slow
the same.
Cooked shoulder.
Slow cooked shoulder, yep.
I tell you what, I did find the other day was a buckled rib. I got one at the South Melbourne market. They are magnificent, too. If you can find them, they're very, very rare.
They are very rare. Exclusive.
Very rare. I was up in Brisbane at the weekend, and I don't normally go to Greek restaurants, but there was a Greek restaurant at the hotel that we were staying at called Hellenica.
At the Carlisle.
Khalil, I think.
Khalil.
Anyway, I haven't had Greek food.
Expensive too.
I haven't had Greek food in a long time. Greek food is magnificent, isn't it?
Oh, did you have the Greek salad there?
Had it all.
Yeah.
But it is.
It is.
I mean, we tend to go Italian or French or whatever it might be, or Asian, whatever, but the Greek food is magnificent.
Yeah, it's simplicity, as most cuisine should be. It's simplicity of good produce and the connector for all of their food is decent olive oil.
Cobram estate. You can just taste it. You can taste it.
Yeah.
You can drink it straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
$5 a corkage at the local Chinese.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's all relative to the restaurant. I'm not saying all of them are going to charge $30, but you should be okay paying corkage to a restaurant.
Well, no, what about the... Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely fine.
Yep.
Any recommendations? I don't even know how to pronounce this. A good Pinot Meunier
is one of the varieties that traditionally goes into sparkling or champagne in particular. One that I really like is one from Seppelt at the Drumborg Vineyard down in Henty. So it's the Drumborg Pinot Meunier.
So what is it? White, red?
It's red skins, but it's white juice, as most of them are. So it often gets blended with Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
On the ladder? Where am I looking at this?
Towards the top, probably 3 or 4.
Top is lighter, isn't it?
Lighter, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A question for George, please. My favourite wine is Pinot Noir. I'm heading on a holiday to Italy in June. What is the one wine I must try while I'm over there? I know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say Chianti in this
You're not.
State. Well, I, 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 I do, yeah. I'd probably say Chianti, but I think when you're in Italy, you've got to stretch your repertoire. You've got to look at all of the wines that they make. Nebbiolos, Barolos, the Chiantis, the Super Tuscans, which can be anything. You've got to really open your eyes. When you're in Italy, you're going to find some amazing wine.
How would the lizard go with a Chianti?
How do you reckon he'd sip a Chianti?
Boys, doing a wedding on a budget, I still want to provide a few nice varieties of wine for around $15 or $20 bucks a bottle. I'm looking at a sparkling, a red and a white. Georgie, any suggestions for Sam who's getting married and he don't want to go overboard, but he wants to provide something that's pretty good drinking?
Sparkling's your key at a wedding. It's the first thing everyone has. And I think around the 20 bucker, you probably go Grant Birch or maybe Domaine Chandon from the Yarra Valley. Might be a touch more, but right. Well worth it.
Nice. What about a 15 to 20 buck white?
Well, the world's your oyster. It depends on what your variety you want. If you want Sauvignon Blanc, then probably stick with something from New Zealand. So potentially
Marlborough.
Yeah, maybe something like Squealing Pig. And then for Chardonnay, find something in the Yarra Valley. I think Yering Station's Little Yering is about $15.
That'd look good on
they
the table.
They make a great wine.
And then, a red?
And then the red, I think you can't go wrong with Shiraz.
Pepper? The Pepper?
Or Grenache, so maybe Little Giants. The Little Giant.
I haven't seen any Little Giant for a while, George. You might want to ring your mate.
Phil's just starting out. He wants to know what a good beginner's wine that's nice and light and not too heavy.
Start with a red that's probably going to be, dare I say it, Merlot or Grenache that's juicy.
Yep.
We joke about Gazza's Little Giant, but that's not a bad one to start with.
What do you mean by juicy? Because some people think, what the hell? They're all juicy. They're liquid.
It's fruity, not sweet, but fruity. What you don't want to give someone who's new to wine is something like a Cabernet or a Riesling that's high in acid or tannin. You want something that's nice and round and soft.
Right. Recommendation for
like
the
you.
Week.
You described yourself then.
Thank you. The recommendation this week, you're going to hate Gaz because it's a white wine. Because everyone criticises me for never representing white wines. So I've got a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon from Pikes in Clare Valley, which you wouldn't think to go to Clare Valley for Sauvignon Blanc Semillon, but it's a wonderful wine. Pikes, Sauvignon Semillon, around 20 bucks. Even the wisp is screwing up his nose. But we've got to realise not everyone just drinks red wine.
Panathinaikos, 87. What does that mean?
Is that a
soccer match? I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Georgie, just relax and enjoy that Epis
Cabernet. 2014.
You don't need any for the day.
Stay tuned for the field trip that the Wisp's going to organise.
Doesn't need any encouragement to get into that.